Hey guys, welcome back. So the last podcast that I did, I received a few messages, but one really, really stood out. And the messages, sort of the ones that did write to me about, said the same thing. So I want to talk about it. So I'm going to call this topic falling behind. I'm going to call it that because one particular person said she feels like because she divorced that she's falling behind. And I explained to her the reason why she divorced is because she was falling behind. She was falling behind and she was feeling that way. And that's the reason why she divorced. The marriage became stuck. She was looking at her friends and she was looking at them, and they were living a real marriage. They were doing things. They were going on vacations. They were going out to dinner. They were celebrating anniversaries. They were doing those things. So she started to feel like, I'm behind. And she started to feel this while she was still in that marriage. So she was falling behind. And that's the reason why she divorced. And I told her that a lot of people don't see that they're falling behind. They stay right there until death do us part. They stay right there until they're 90, to their 100. Then there are some of us see it. We see it. And with social media, you really can see it now. You can look on someone's page and you can really see it. And I know some people are probably saying, everything is not what it appears on social media. But I could bet you this, 80% of it is. So if you see that person out there celebrating an anniversary and celebrating a birthday, and they go on vacation with their loved one, their partner, their husband, you know, if they're doing those things are happening. Okay. In this particular situation where you see yourself and you're in your marriage and you start to feel it like, ooh, I'm falling behind. Ooh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. What it is, the marriage is not where it's supposed to be. That's what it is. So you get that feeling of, yeah, I'm feeling behind here. I'm falling behind. It's not that you divorce and you start to feel like, ooh, I'm behind. No, you've been feeling that way for probably, I'd say, about 5 to 8 years. When a marriage start to mess up, it's not that it happened last year, 2 years ago. Yes. No, it started back like 8, 7, 6, maybe 10 years ago. It started to happen then. It's not something overnight. I saw someone, and I get back to what I was talking about. I saw someone on Instagram, and she said something about infidelity. Her life changed overnight. Yeah, your life changed overnight because now you know everything, and you went this way, and he went that way, and now you're a single mother. But no, your marriage was messed up for at least 8 years, okay? So getting back to falling behind. So I told her, I said, yes, you do feel this way, but you're not behind. You're not behind because you're doing something about it. You divorce. So now you have this second part, this second act. You have this it's like a play. You have a second act to get it right because now you know what you want. You know what you want. Now you have this chance to get the God that you want, okay? The desires that you want in a relationship. You have all these things, you know, what you dreamed about in college. You know, in college, I don't care what anyone says. We all dream about that guy. We all dream about this happy life. And I'm not talking about the picket fence. I'm talking about the relationship we want to have with our husbands, our wives, our partner, that loving relationship, that touchy feeling. You know, we're always connected, that making love into the wee hours of the night into the morning. I'm talking about that. We all dream that. Women, we dream that. I don't know what guys over there are dreaming. I think they dream it too. I don't think they would ever confess that. But we dreamed that. And so that's what I was telling her. I said, now, I said, you're in that second part. You're in that second act. You can go out and you can get the guy that you want, that you desire. You can get that. You can have that romance. You can have that affection. You can have all those things that you want now. Because see, when we are leaving college, everybody's getting married. And we married the guy that we dated in college. I don't even think we even like him or love him. But we do it. And some people, they actually marry guys that they do love when they leave college. But somewhere along the line, it starts to change. Because when we are in college, I say this all the time. When we're in college, we're still like teenagers. So we really don't know what we want. It takes us getting married and growing up. Some people having children growing up. By the time we get in our mid-30s, we start to change. Now, there are times where in a relationship, people change together, and that's a great thing. If you got that type of guy, I applaud you. If you got that type of woman or partner, I applaud you. I wish I had it. I did not have it. But the thing about it, you get over into your 30s, and if you got that partner to grow with you, because then I think your desires grow. Now you know exactly what you want, you know. You want this. You want to celebrate Christmas together. You want to, even if you have kids, you want to celebrate Christmas, to have some friends that celebrate Christmas on Christmas. And y'all, by the time New Year's come, they somewhere out there together. The kids is at grandparents' house and they're together somewhere on the ski slope connecting. And you want those things. But somewhere along the line, like I was telling her, you know, it started out probably that way and you started to grow and he did not. He stopped celebrating. So now you're here. You're at that second act. And now you can do those things, you know. You can write your own story. And when I say write your own story, that's the third act. That's the third act in the play. You can write your own story. And because I think some people say, well, what if, you know, even though I went through all this and I just... I look at this guy and he got some things I like, some things I don't. Keep moving because you're in the third act. You're writing your own story, okay? You're writing your story. You're writing your own book, all right? You need him to have at least 99% of the things that you want and desire. You need him to do 99% of the things that you so desire. And you know what? They're not hard things. And there's guys out there that's willing to give it to you. There are guys out there who love to make love all night, okay? Women want to say, no, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours. No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to connect. You want to make love on the beach. You want to make love in the water. It's the best. Just told myself, make love in the water. Yes, I have before. It's the best. So you want to do those things. You want him to celebrate you. You want him to celebrate your accomplishments. You want him to help you get to where you want to be. Whatever you desire, whether it's like me writing a book, anything, you want him. So you could turn around and say, yeah, he helped me. He did this. You could be proud. Yeah, he did this. You know, he helped me do this and da-da-da-da-da. He came. He was right there by my side. He was guiding me all the way. When I felt like I was slipping, he pulled me back up. I got this friend. I guess I could call their names out. I don't know if I can or not, but I guess I can. I guess I can because it's a good thing. His name is Frank, and he has his wife. And oh, my God, he applauds her. He cheers her on. He put up little signs around the house. She's getting her PhD. She's there now. Now we're just waiting on graduation. She's there now, but he was her biggest cheerleader, just pushing her and pushing her and pushing her. You know, when she had doubts, he did not. He put up little signs, you know, and stuff. So you want a partner like that, okay? You want a partner to turn around and say, hey, let's do this for Christmas. Let's go Christmas shopping. Let's put up the Christmas tree. All those things matter to women. I don't care what women say. Those things matter to you. And you want somebody to really, really have your back. And you want somebody to really, really participate in the marriage. So that's the reason why I say this is your third act. Write your story. I'm writing my story. I'm writing my story right now. I came across someone. I liked them. I really, really did. I liked them. But they said something. And I was like, ooh, hold up. It was recent, you know. Do I miss that person? Yeah, I miss talking to him. But is that person for me? No. Could he change? who knows, I have moved on. But the thing about it is, he was a nice person. He did the things. He was doing the things. And I liked them. And he was doing the calling and checking up on me. And he probably listened to this podcast, and he sent the flowers. And I told him I like jelly beans. And he sent the jelly beans. He's a good person. But it was just one thing that I'm like, no, I've been down that road, because one thing would turn to two things. So I'm writing my story. I'm in my third act. Okay, I did my first. I did my second. I know what I want. I know what I want. And I was telling her, she knows what she wants too. And you out there listening to me, you know what you want too. So now we are in our third act. We are writing our story. We're writing it. I was writing my story when I was talking to him. I told him I like jelly beans. I was writing my story. He did all that. But then something was missing. So I had to take a step back, do a detour. And so that's what I'm telling you. You are in your third act. Write your story. Write your story. And things that you just, I would say, can't live without, let it go. Let it go. But I want you to get at least 99% of what you want in the next relationship, in the next marriage. I want you to get those things. And I was telling her, she was saying, sorry, y'all, I'm swallowing a lot. Some of y'all that have been listening to my podcast over the last year knows that I have bands in my mouth, because my little face, I hit my face. So they're trying to straighten up my jawline. So sorry about that. But getting back to what I was talking about, you know, the third act. Y'all, I know what I was talking about, but it was a particular thing I was talking about. Well, I don't forget it. Got to keep moving. So, but anyway, you're in your third act, okay? So, and I want you to have, and this is part of what I was saying, I want you to have everything you want in the next relationship. I want you to. I know what I was getting ready to say. I knew it was going to come back to me. Marriage. Some people say, do you really want to get married after divorce? Of course I do. Of course I do. I want to get old with a partner. I want to die with a partner. Not at the same time. He can go first and I'll follow second years later. But I want those things. And you should want those things too. I was telling somebody yesterday, I was out at, ooh, y'all, and this touched my heart. Let me tell y'all. I was out at Foodie Land yesterday, and I have the what you call it? I put stories up so you can see it. Go look, because I think stories only last 24 hours. So you know what? I may go ahead and put out this podcast now, because if I do it tomorrow, you won't see the stories. But go ahead and look at my stories. I'm at Foodie Land. I was at Foodie Land. I was walking around, you know, with this. It was so funny. They gave you a baby bottle as a glass to put your drink in. So I'm walking around with my baby bottle. And y'all, I just got there. And I'm eating the cheese and the lobster. It's cheese, fries, and lobster. I ate so much there. But when I first got there, I walked up and down. And I couldn't believe the line. And I was scanning the line. And this person later told me they saw me walking up and down the line, videoing the line. And so I got to the end of the line. So I get to, soon I get in there, I see lobster, French fries, cheese, I'm there. So then I got my little bottle and I'm just eating. And this girl walked up and she said, this lady walked up, a young girl too at that. I want to call her a lady. But she was a young girl. She walked up and she said, Tracy? And I said, yes. And y'all know, I only been in Houston, you know, a year, but I do real estate. So I was like, oh, this must be a lease client. I don't remember her. And I was saying to myself, dang, because I wanted to say her name. You wouldn't remember. I remember my clients. I remember my lease clients, the ones that I bought and sold. I remember them. The ones that I sit and have lunch with, that they just want to talk about real estate, because y'all can call me. I'll just talk about real estate. You don't have to buy. I could tell you where you need to be if you want that. So I don't mind. I love talking, as you can see. So get back to the story. So I'm eating, y'all, and and she said, "Tracy?" And I said, "Yes." And she winked her eye and she stuck her tongue out. And she's such a cute girl. She said, "I listened to your podcast." Y'all, that moment, I gave her the tightest hug. I was like, "Thank you." I said, "Thank you." I never had that happen before. And I was just really, really shocked by it, you know. And we had a good time at the place because I said, "Are you with anybody?" And she was like, "No." I said, "Okay, you know, we can hang out together." And that's what we did. And she's a young girl. And we exchanged numbers. That's another thing I want to tell women too. You can be friends with any age, okay? A lot of people feel like, "Well, I'm this age, can be friends with her," and da 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 da. Yeah, you have different things that you like because you're in a different age group, but you can still hang out because you have something in common. And that's what I found out with this girl. We had a lot in common, okay? I found out. And I want to tell her out there, thank you, Sophia. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for saying, "Hey, Tracy." So getting back to the podcast. The third act. Yes, we want to marry again. And if I hear any of you men and women out there, you partners out there saying, "No, I don't want to marry again," I'm going to bop you in the head. Yes, you want to marry again. Just because the first one did not work out, the second one did not work out, the third one did not work out, what says the fourth one will not work out? Think about that. You want to get married again. You want that partner. You want to celebrate. You want to do those things with somebody, you know, and get into a relationship. This summer is about, I want to talk about that right quick, because last summer I had us out on this, I still love it, this thing where we date multiple people, and I still date multiple people. It's not for everybody, but I still date multiple people until I find the right one. And I hope you all are out there dating multiple people. But last summer, if you go back and look, I said we need to date 6-7 people from all walks of life and just do this thing and have fun. I still want you to do that this summer, but I want you to really find someone you like. I want you to be intentional. I want you to find that partner. I want you to have somebody, hopefully, before June come in, so you could take this person through, start building things, okay? Start building things. Take this person through the whole year, okay? But if we stick to our plan, if we stick to the things that we want and desire, we will not go wrong. So from now on to own up, hopefully before June you find someone. But I really believe if you stick to what you want, you know what you want, you will find him pretty quickly. You will find him pretty quickly because you want to do those things with somebody. I hear people say, "Oh, summertime coming, I'm not in a relationship," because we all desire a relationship. We do. You know, there are some of us, I desire a relationship, but also too, I'm good at during the summertime not having anybody. I could travel on my own, but would I like somebody to travel with me? Yes. Yes. I would like somebody to travel with me, of course. But if you stick to being intentional, and I will say write a list, but I really don't believe in lists because I hear some people, they write, get a piece of paper and they have 100 things on that list. You know what you want in your mind. It's right there in your brain. You know what your desires are. You know what you want. You know what your takers. And you know the things you're not going to put up with. Okay? So do that. And if you do that, I guarantee you will find somebody before summer come. You'll probably find somebody next week. Okay? So please do that. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. the bands are kicking my butt. And I want to say thank you to so many of you. This time, I can honestly say so many. Normally, it's a few, which I love. A little more than a few, but so many of you reached out to me on the last podcast when I was in the parking lot. And I was telling you all, I had this surprising revelation that I was in my healing journey and didn't know it. I was in my healing era and did not know it. When I came to my first apartment after my divorce. And some of you were so concerned. You was like, do you have a P.O. box? You sound so tired because I had been moving all week. And some of you said, do you have a P.O. box? I need to get one. And you all said, so I could send you some kind of Epsom salt, one person said, or send you this and that, you know, because I know you're tired because you've been moving and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was so sweet. And somebody brought up tea and all that kind of stuff. So I guess I will get a P.O. box. But yes, yeah. And one more thing, too. I still, a couple podcasts. When was that podcast? I quite don't remember, but I want to tell you this. Is that I still have one of the books. I gave away 3 free books. And I still have the Kerry Washington book. And if you want it, let me know. I'll send it to you. I ended up with 2 Kerry Washington books. And if you want that one, you can have it. The other one I gave away was Sheila Johnson, you know, the lady that worked at BET, and Deborah Lee. Well, Sheila Johnson was she was married to him, and Deborah Lee worked there, and she dated, supposedly, I don't want to tell anything about the book. She supposedly dated Sheila Johnson. Oh, Sheila E. I'm thinking about her, the drums. Sheila Johnson, husband, Bob Johnson. So I gave those 2 books away. But I still have Kerry Washington. And if you want that, I'll send it to you. I'm not a stalker, so you can send me your address. Somebody asked me, they was curious. And I'm going to tell you too, because somebody asked me, wrote in and said, I want the Sheila Johnson book, but I had already given it out. But I told her, I tell you what, let me just give it to you. Let me just give it to you. I want to give it to you. And I went and I bought it. But she asked me, she said, who got the other 2 books? Who wrote? And I told her, someplace in Germany, a small town in Germany, a girl reached out and she got those 2 books. And I was like, okay. I don't know why this town was so small. I had no idea. Oh, they were probably keeping up with us over here in the United States. I don't know. That kind of thing, you know, because it was a scandal with Bob Johnson and Sheila Johnson and Deborah Lee. It was a big scandal. But yeah, she asked for the books and I sent them off right away. It was a small town in Germany. So I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. And like I say, for my new listeners, sorry for pausing. And sometimes I pronounce my words a little bit different. And sometimes I extend my words because I do have bands. And I can't barely open my mouth. I'll explain to you right quick. These bands are not the normal bands that go on braces. I had a bit of a fall. And so my teeth shifted. And so I have permanent bands on. So it's hard for me sometimes to, especially early in the morning. It's like when I go to sleep, the bands tighten up. And so it takes going throughout the day for the bands to loosen for me to open my mouth. But I wanted to talk about this, what happened in my podcast about my surprising healing era. And when she wrote out to me, you know, I really wanted to respond. And I respond to her too, but I want y'all to hear too. But I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'm getting ready. Lulu and I, we're headed to, like I said, I moved. We headed to the mall. I need to buy some new sheets because I threw my sheets away. So I need to buy some new ones. I bought a new one the other day and I really like this. I really love, y'all, I got the 1400 count. I normally get the 1000, but I'm liking this 1400. I think I was thinking I would slide all over the bed if I got 1400, but it's a mixture of, I can't remember. It's a mixture of, is it centene or cotton? I don't know. No, it's not cotton. I don't know what it is. But I know it's a centene and a silk or something like that. But I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.